This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells. From pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Grace Curley Show. I am live right now from Toyota of Portsmouth. This is the last stop of our Red Wave Tour, and you are welcome to come and visit us. We'll be here from 12 to 6 o'clock tonight. Howie Carr will be joining the show around 2 o'clock. Caroline Levitt, who just won the New Hampshire primary for the 1st Congressional District, is going to join the show later. We are also going to have some food from the 110 Grill, so it's going to be a very fun, exciting day. We have plenty to talk about. I have a lot that I would like to vent about right now. I'm hoping that I'll be able to vent on behalf of people who are watching what's unfolding in this country and are having a hard time digesting this hypocrisy, because we always deal with double standards on the left. But the last 2 days have really been, even for liberals, it's been out of control. So I want to start with, remember how for months Jen Psaki refused to call the surge at the border a crisis? And in fact, AP told its reporters not to refer to it as a crisis in an internal memo. This wasn't a long time ago. This was just a few months ago. The wire service told its reporters to only use accurate and neutral terms in reporting on the increase and to avoid hyperbole in calling anything a crisis or an emergency. Because the situation, according to the AP, the situation of millions of people crossing the border, did not fit the classic dictionary definition of a crisis. Is that too far back? It's not that far back. It's just a couple months. How about, you know what? Maybe that's too far. Let's go a few days ago, when Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States, who also moonlights as our borders are when she's not talking about the craters on the moon, she said to Chuck Todd that the border was secure. And Chuck Todd, because he has no scruples whatsoever, didn't push back on that. Well, it turns out that all of that denial, we've been trying to understand, like, how could they deny this? How could they deny something that's right in front of their faces? Well, we figured out how to wake them up from that deep denial. They are done with the denial phase of their immigration plan. And all you had to do was send, not thousands, 50 illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. And that was enough to wake them up. So now we are allowed to acknowledge. You know how sometimes it takes a few months or years for regular people like you and I to be able to acknowledge what we see? For instance, masks didn't work. You couldn't say masks didn't work at first. You'd be run out of town. But now, 2 years later, you're allowed to say that. Now you're allowed to say that there's a border crisis, because people in Martha's Vineyard are very upset by this. If you're just tuning in, Ron DeSantis decided to send two planes full of illegal aliens, and I didn't realize it was only 50 until like later in the day yesterday, 50 people to Martha's Vineyard. And oh my gosh, the same people with the hate has no home here lawn signs who tell us over and over again how compassionate and caring they are, they were not thrilled by this. In fact, they're claiming that they're overwhelmed by 50 migrants. They're calling it a humanitarian crisis. They're not equipped. They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the housing. Howie and I were listening to Chris Plant this morning. He said that in the summertime, Martha's Vineyard takes in 200,000 people on its island. But 50 illegal aliens, too much. That is a bridge too far. But oddly, Breitbart did a little bit of calculating here. They did a calculation on the homes, the square footage, the space on the island, and they calculated that if the people of Martha's Vineyard, the beautiful people, the sophisticated people, if they wanted to, if they really wanted to, from the bottom of their compassionate hearts, if they wanted to house these illegal aliens, you know how many people they could keep on the island? 6 million. If they wanted to. That's the key part of it. You know, anything, in the words of Jerry Seinfeld to Kramer, anything can be done. It's just a matter of if you actually do it. And they don't want to do that. So you don't want to let the facts get in the way of a good story. It's a theme with this White House, though. The only time they're willing to acknowledge a problem is if they think that they can A, blame someone else, or B, play the victim. If they think they can get out their tiny violins. And now they actually expect, this is how insulted everyone here should be. They not only denied this for years, but now they expect you to feel bad for the people on Martha's Vineyard for having to deal with 50 illegal aliens. When the people in the border towns in Texas deal with thousands a day. Do you want to know, this is just a side note, I don't even have this on, I'm going to go off script here for a sec. I was on Twitter today, and the part of this that I really can't get my head around is the human trafficking element. You know, people are saying, this is, Eli Mistal from MSNBC says, this is human trafficking. That's the talking point. You know, that's the infographic du jour for the left. And the reason this drives me nuts is because it was just a few months ago that the New York Post was reporting on the fact that Biden was doing this exact same thing. He was flying in illegal aliens into New York in the cover of darkness, and no one said boo, except for Miranda Devine and the New York Post. Nobody gave a bleep about that. And in fact, Lori Lightfoot, just a few weeks ago, took the illegal aliens who were landing in Chicago and bused them to the suburbs. No one said human trafficking. No one said kidnapping. No one said it was illegal. But now they want to say that Ron DeSantis doing this is tantamount to human trafficking. It's crazy. So I was tweeting this out and I said, I would love for a liberal to give me the argument, because every day I try to prepare for what the argument's going to be. And I ask the people on Twitter who are always very willing to fight with me on Twitter. You know, there's no shortage of that. I said, can you please tell me what the rationale is? No one responds. I come back. I say, please, somebody, I'm begging. Tell me, give me your wisdom. Like, what's the rationale? And I got a tweet from this guy, and this just really made me laugh, because I'm realizing that when you start bringing up Jesus Christ, that's the last refuge of a scoundrel, okay? So he tells me that it's not Christian-like what Ron DeSantis is doing, and that Jesus Christ would be disappointed in me. Now, of course, I have to laugh, because the only time these liberals... Yeah, oh, you enjoy that, Jared? That Jesus Christ? I'm used to Charlie Baker being disappointed in me, and now I've got to add Jesus Christ to the list of people who's upset? And, you know, the funniest part about this is, you know they're on their last legs when they start saying, well, it's not very Christian-like, or they start bringing up Jesus Christ, because otherwise, they never want to bring up Jesus Christ. But when they want to shame Grace Curley for taking a little bit of joy of the fact that liberals are being asked to bear the consequences of the policies that they support, suddenly, I'm not being very Christian-like. And that is the new standard that I'm being held to. But I have to say, no one was able to come up with a good argument for why one is okay and one's not. And that's because everything comes back to emotional manipulation. Everything comes back to what makes the liberals feel good. It doesn't matter if they're never going to have to take on illegal aliens. It doesn't matter if the towns in Texas are overrun with fentanyl and crime, and, you know, if these children are dropped off of the border wall to their death sometimes. That doesn't matter to them. It matters what makes them feel good, not what actually makes sense. This is how lessons are learned. You know, if you make decisions and policies and you never have to experience the detrimental effects of said policies, then you don't ever rethink them. You don't ever see a problem with them. So there needs to be consequences. And the people who are dealing with this, by the way, they're already sending the illegals out of Martha's Vineyard. They said, they said, you know what, we're going to try to figure this out. We're going to try to figure this out for the time being. That lasted 24 hours. 24 hours. They're already getting on buses. And you know what the buses say on them? Have a nice day. Exclamation point.
Yeah, according to NBC, they are being, or they're heading to Joint Base Cape Cod, and 125 Massachusetts National Guard members are being activated to assist with this, what can only be called a human trafficking operation by Martha's Vineyard.
It's a humanitarian
There's a bus.
Crisis.
And the bus is the key of human trafficking, apparently.
Well, the part of this that drives me crazy
down the
is
barrel
that
of National Guard members. Explain yourself, Martha's Vineyard.
They were okay with all of this when it was happening to people in Texas. And the only reason that I can think of is because maybe they assume people in Texas, I don't know, vote for Donald Trump or carry guns or go to church. So it's okay if their lives have to be, you know, burdened with this pressure and their state has to have all this strain on it. They don't care. But it can't happen in Martha's Vineyard. Because that's where the beautiful people go. And it's just, it's hard not to look at this and laugh. And I want to add in one thing here before I go to the break. I could talk about this for 40 minutes straight with no break, but they're turning on each other. So there's a Facebook group, Martha's Vineyard Facebook group. Turtle Boy's been collecting these. And I'm sure usually the Facebook group is used to talk about Donald Trump's mean tweets and, you know, the white wine book club meeting we're having where we're going to read Andrew Cuomo's latest novel. I'm sure that's what it's typically used for. But right now it's being used for the fact that, OMG, there's 50 people on the island and we do not have space for them. You know how many people went to Barack Obama's birthday party in Martha's Vineyard, by the way? Little fact check for everybody. 700 people. 700 people. But they're all on Facebook now. They're freaking out. And this is my favorite thing. This is when it gets good, when the liberals start to eat their own. This person, Pat, writes, what else do they need, referring to the 50 illegal aliens? Because they all want to prove to us, we're dealing with this in a way that the rest of the country should learn to deal with it, with compassion. And then like 2 hours go by and they go, yeah, this is getting old. Let's get them out of here. So he says, what else do they need? And this person writes back, Pat, they need housing. You have two summer rentals. Uh-oh. I think Pat was offering to maybe bring by some cupcakes. I don't think he was offering to give up his two summer rentals to illegal aliens. I don't think that was in his plan.
He was going to bring by a can of low-salt peas he bought by accident at Trader Joe's one time.
Yeah, I'm trying to help with the humanitarian crisis, but we got to draw a line here. I'm not about to house people. It's just, it's hysterical. And the denial phase is over, though. That's one good thing. 844-500-4242. I know people want to talk about this. And then you've got Joe Scarborough. He says it's grotesque to put people on buses. Grotesque. Was it grotesque when 64 illegal aliens died in San Antonio in a truck because of heat exhaustion? Is it grotesque when these children drown in the Rio Grande? Is that grotesque? Or is it only grotesque to put people on a bus, an air-conditioned bus for a few hours, so they can go to Martha's Vineyard? Which one do you think sounds more grotesque? Anybody? It's crazy. It's just absolutely insane. 844-500-4242. We've got sound from the residents in Martha's Vineyard who are setting their hair on fire. We've got sound from Kamala Harris, from Chuck Todd, from Lori Lightfoot. You name it. We got it. We're at Toyota of Portsmouth. And we would love for you to stop by. We'll be here from 12 to 6. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
You know, I went to Martha's Vineyard during COVID, and I was staying with some friends of mine, not very political people, and I don't try to talk politics with people who don't want to. And But I did kind of lose my mind at one point, because I was going into all the stores and they all had the fancy signs out front saying, you know, there's no human is illegal, and we stand with water, and we love air, and all these things. And I was like, what is this? Is this a dig at me? Like, how? What does this mean? And I'm looking at these signs now that people are posting from Martha's Vineyard. We respect women. We stand with our LGBTQ community members. We stand with immigrants, with refugees, and with people of all faiths. We stand with our community. And I'm thinking, and then at the bottom it says, all are welcome here. Hate has no business being here. They should have put a little asterisk at the bottom that said, as long as no one comes here and they stay in Texas, then you're good. Because if you read the fine print, I don't think this holds up anymore. You're welcome here for 24 hours, and then you're going back. Michael, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, I actually work on the ferry that took them off the island about an hour ago.
Now, Michael, does the ferry check vaccination status? I'm just curious.
No, we're required to have one to work there, but the general public didn't need one to go on the ferry.
Oh, got it. Okay, so what was the scene like?
It was like, welcome. It was like the send-off. There was a bunch of people at the terminal. It was people taking pictures with them. It was kind of embarrassment, especially the reporters, the amount of reporters that would show up for something like that.
Yeah, so CNN sent a reporter to Martha's Vineyard. They hesitate to send reporters to, you know, El Paso or to anywhere that has thousands of people coming in every day, because they don't want to draw too much attention to that. But 50 people in Martha's Vineyard, and CNN is like, get someone on the ground! Boots on the ground!
Yeah, there was no families. There was one youngster. There was all 20 to 30-year-old males, maybe a couple females. There was a few of them with Latin King tattoos on their necks. All brand new clothes. Everybody had a cell phone. Some of them had multiple cell phones, because we took pictures of them with two phones in their hands.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
But, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, nothing. It's just more embarrassing how many people want to get their pictures taken with them. Like, it's they're doing the thing, helping them. But tomorrow they're just going to be walking around downtown Falmouth, because they're going to be let out of Otis.
Yeah, and it's almost like those people who are taking pictures of them want to use the illegal aliens as political pawns. You know, they want a virtue signal by taking photos with them. But it's so strange to me that after years of hearing how welcoming these people on Martha's Vineyard would be, that they seem to be sanctuary cities in name only. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because I'm going to give them another chance. I think there's going to be more planes and more buses, and I think they'll be able to prove over and over and over again just how kind they are. And we're going to figure out, I'm not going to stop. We're going to figure out this housing situation. We're going to set up some refugee camps, okay? Because they think that they can't do it. No, I think you're wrong. I think there's something to be done. What I want to talk about when we come back, we're going to continue to take your calls, so stay on the line. I want to talk about how, while this is going on, Joe Biden is in a tuxedo at a gala singing happy birthday to a representative. And of course, he's very close to her while he's singing it, naturally. You know, he's got to rub foreheads with her. Happy birthday to you. And I'm just thinking to myself, while all of this is going on, the knuckleheads in the White House are sending him out in a tuxedo. I mean, the disconnect. Has anyone heard from James Taylor? Are we sending him over to Martha's Vineyard? That might be a good idea right about now. 844-500-4242. Stay on the lines. We're at Toyota of Portsmouth. We're taking all your calls when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
And it's all due to treating people as political pawns, leaving some migrants who might have been misled to believe they were going elsewhere, as reported by NPR, on a literal island that doesn't have any infrastructure designed to help them at all. In a word, it's inhumane.
Doesn't have any infrastructure? Now, hold on a minute. If it's good enough for Barack Obama and John Kerry and Oprah Winfrey and Bill Gates, I think it's okay for everybody else. There's enough infrastructure to throw a 700-person party for Barack Obama. How old did he turn, like 45, 50? 700 people. And now we're being told that there's no infrastructure because we're using people as political pawns. Again, I would like to reiterate, Joe Biden did this same thing for months, and the only people who reported on it were the New York Post, who said, why are they flying people into New York in the middle of the night? And Jen Psaki's response was, well, technically it's not the middle of the night, or something like that, because it was, you know, technically 4 a.m., so that's not the middle of the night. It was all semantics, but nobody was saying this is human trafficking. Nobody was saying, oh, Joe Biden's using these people as political pawns. It was fine. It wasn't even a blip on the radar. And now 50 people get flown to Martha's Vineyard, the most beautiful place, I would say one of the most beautiful places in the world. And we're told that this is cruel and unusual. This is inhumane. This is callous and evil. If you've heard anything about the trek that some people send their children on alone to get to the border, that is what I would classify as inhumane. Young women getting raped on the way here. People dying in trucks all smooshed together. That's what I would call evil. I don't think a plane ride to Martha's Vineyard qualifies, but maybe I just have a different idea of the word. All right, we're going to go to the callers here, and then I want to get to some of this sound. Jim, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Grace. I was just going to reiterate what you had just said about how all of a sudden, months ago, in the middle of the night, people were being shipped to cities all around the country. And nothing.
No, not a word. Nobody cared. Nobody cared.
They didn't care.
It was October 2021. That was the first report. October 2021, that Biden was flying plane loads of underage migrants. So we just heard from that last caller that a lot of these migrants are actually adult males. But in this case, Joe Biden, he actually, if we're going to start throwing around the kidnapping charge here, these were underage migrants who were being flown into suburban New York in an effort to quietly resettle them across the region. And I did not hear anything from NPR or Chuck Todd. It's such a double standard, and I got to read you this here. I always tell people I try to stay off Twitter as much as I can during the show, but some days are just really too good, and you have to read what's out there. So Stephen Miller, he's one of my favorite people to follow on Twitter, and he has a side-by-side of an NPR headline that says, you know, a community gathered. Let me find the exact one. It's like a community gathered to welcome the immigrants. And then right next to it is the update that buses are now taking illegal aliens out of Martha's Vineyard. Like, you know, I'm not trying to downplay the humanitarian effort on the part of all of the elitist, progressive, limousine liberals in the vineyard. Trust me, if I could give out profiles and courage awards, I would, and you guys would be top of the list for taking care of people for, what was it, 35 minutes? Congratulations, we're all very impressed. But some people in Texas have been doing this for decades now. So are they going to get any sort of coverage? Is NPR going to be heading to Texas now? It's amazing. It's amazing what some of these journalists, and if you're listening on the radio, trust me, I'm using air quotes. I always do. It's amazing what some of these journalists are about to find out about our border. Their minds are going to be blown when they realize what's going on. The sheer numbers will boggle the mind. 844-500-4242. I'm at Toyota of Portsmouth. Be here till 6 o'clock with Howie. You can stop on by and see the show. The 110 Grill will be here in a little bit. You can check out the inventory here. The cars are beautiful. My great friend Brad is one of the sales guys. He's my favorite. And you can come on by and say hello to us. Let's go to Adam. You're next up. Go ahead, Adam.
Hi, Grace. This was just an amazingly powerful political move. I mean, I just have to applaud them for shipping to Martha's Vineyard, because that is like the heart of the liberals and elites. And I really think that you have to fight fire with fire. And the Republicans are finally saying, look, we can't let these guys, these liberals, take over the country. I mean, they just, they don't care what happens to the rest of the country as long as they have Martha's Vineyard and their own little backyard to play in. It's always about none of my backyard, none of my backyard. But anyway, I applaud the move. It's they all apparently volunteered to go to Martha's Vineyard. They weren't forced to go there. So anyway, life is pretty amazing, but I think there's a wake-up call for a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't even understand I don't understand that tactic either by Chuck Todd and these liberals where they say under false pretenses. Like, call me crazy, but if you said to me, Grace, free plane ride to Martha's Vineyard, I don't think it'd be like a hostage situation. I think I'd say, yeah, okay, I'm down. That sounds good. And I'm glad that Adam brought this up, because my piece, a little shameless plug here, it's going to be in The Spectator tomorrow, and I'm really proud of this piece. You know, there's some columns you do you like more than others. I really like this one, and I talk about just that. I said, it's a battle of optics, and typically Democrats know how to work the optics, but it just so happens that at the exact moment where Republicans are figuring it out and taking a page from the Democrats' playbook, at that exact same moment is when Joe Biden has the playbook and he's setting it on fire. He's like, not only is he not good with optics, he is, I've never seen the kind of decisions. And I'm going to give you an example. The Inflation Reduction Party. In my column, I write about how you have all these Ivy Leaguers, all these Harvard guys and gals, and not one person, you know, Ivy League degrees abound, not one person said, you know what, Joe? I don't think the James Taylor serenading us on the South Lawn, popping corks, you know, popping the champagne, I don't think that that's going to resonate with the American people. Might come off a little tone deaf. You could interview someone on the street right now, and they would say, that's a bad idea. But none of these eggheads, it didn't even dawn on them. And Pete Buttigieg was on CNBC, and they asked him, you know, did no one think this was a bad idea? And he said no. And therein lies the rub. That's the issue. If you don't look at this, and let's go back. Let's go back to Joe Biden, the red light, the sauna light that was on him during that speech where he looked like he was welcoming people into the first circle of hell. Nobody thought to themselves, maybe we, guys, can someone adjust that a little bit before we go live? It seems like he's Satan on stage. No one thought of that. No one, here's another one, and you guys probably missed this because I don't think they included it in the stream. Karine Jean-Pierre, who is even today on Fox, and I'm judging on a bell curve here for the Biden administration, had a terrible interview on Fox today. No one expects her to knock these out of the park at this point. But you know what she could do? A very simple thing if she wanted to work the optics. She could go into the press briefing room and say, you know, I was thinking about giving out a bride and groom sash to the White House aides, but that might come off as tone deaf right now. So I'll wait on that. I'll do that in the privacy of the White House. Nope. She gets right out there in front of the cameras. We have White House aides who are getting married this weekend, so I'm going to give them sashes. This is what I mean. They don't even think about how it's going to come off to regular people because they don't care about regular people. And meanwhile, they're losing their minds because they know that this move by DeSantis, that this move by Abbott, that this move by Ducey, that these moves are brilliant. Because the louder they scream about it and the more angry they get, the more ridiculous they look. Because the question remains, why are you so angry if what we're doing is something you've been telling us is a great thing? You told us for years that this was a great thing. And now you don't seem to like it very much. How does that work? Tom, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Grace, what's so funny about this whole topic? A week and a half ago, I called Governor Abbott's office in Texas and spoke with a very nice aide and told him, why don't you send these migrants up to Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket? I posted it on my Facebook page. And, well, it turns out it was DeSantis who sent them up there. But one thing that progressives never talk about with these migrants is the fact that we are making the Mexican drug cartels filthy rich. And these people, they're paying anywhere from $4,000 to $10,000. If they don't pay that extortion fee, their families back home can either get murdered or God only knows what. And what Republicans really need to do is to push that message home, that these people that are coming here have to pay the Mexican cartels, and it's because of Biden and the Democrats' policy. They're putting these people into basically involuntary servitude. Am I right or am I wrong?
And you know what, Tom? Nobody cares. Like Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, all these people, these bleeding heart liberals, nobody has cared about the real human trafficking that goes on as far as the coyotes go, as far as the smugglers go. Get people into this country. Nobody has cared. But 50 people sent on a plane, and now they're saying, this is against the law. This is human trafficking. You want to see human trafficking? Why don't you go down to the border and see the people coming in? And here's a really, really crazy part about this. Joe Biden last night, while he's in his tuxedo, you know, he's an everyman, Lunch Bucket Joe. He's in his tuxedo at this event, and he says he has the audacity to actually say that Republicans, you know, we have to get out of the way. We can't be in the way of the delicate genius and all the things they're coming up with. And he talks about how they have a process for these migrants. And when we come back, I'm going to read you some of the headlines that I have just found this morning. It took me all of 5 minutes to find some of the headlines that I think really tell the story about the process that we have at the border that Joe Biden is referring to. 844-500-4242. Great callers already today. Stay on the lines. We'll go right back to you. We're at Toyota of Portsmouth, and I am so excited to be here today. And I want to tell you guys about this great little spot in Cape Cod. And Cape Cod's obviously a beautiful place to be in the summer, but it's also great in the fall, in the winter, especially at the Nassau Beach Inn. There is something truly magical and peaceful about staying oceanside during the off-season. Jared, I know you went to the Nassau Beach Inn and you had a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I was there just right before Christmas, and the day I showed up, actually it was the day that they were putting out the Christmas trees, so it's got a great holiday atmosphere. The rooms are great, it's quiet, it's serene, and I'm not kidding, literally maybe 45 seconds from the beach, from any room there. Every room has a great view. The sunrise is great. The outside, they have these gas-powered fire pits, and they're warm, so you can be outside even in the cooler weather. Looking up at the moonrise, the stars, a clear sky. You can go out there, have coffee in the morning, watch the sunrise. It is one of the most serene, tranquil places you could ever go.
Yeah, and they have special winter rates, which are great, from November through March 31st. And here's where they start. They start at $119.99 in the weekdays and $149.99 a night on weekends. So that's a really great deal. Again, that's $119.99 on weekdays, $149.99 a night on weekends. Those are the rates from November through March. Off-season rates till the end of October. Reservations fill up quickly, as you can imagine, so book early at NassauBeachInn.com. That's NassauBeachInn.com. So Biden says we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. I think the people in Texas, the border agent who called up my show this week from El Paso, I think they might disagree with Joe Biden, and we're going to explain why when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Give yourselves a big round of applause. Thank you all so much for showing up here. We'll be at Toyota of Portsmouth till 6 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, whether it be hockey bags, pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke. You need the Thunderstorm, so buy the three-pack and use a couple for yourself. Maybe give one as an early Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use code word GRACE3. That's code word GRACE3. Shipping is free. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Whose response to the illegal immigrant drop-offs was the funniest? Joe Scarborough, Joe Biden, Martha's Vineyard residents, or Lori Lightfoot?
I think in this case, you got to give it to the people of Martha's Vineyard, because they're coming out and saying, you know, we don't have the room, we don't have the infrastructure, and we're all just getting out our violins for all of the beautiful people on the island of Nantucket. Now I'm getting aspirational. The island of Martha's Vineyard. So I'm going MV with this, Jared.
Yes, Martha's Vineyard residents in the lead at 64%. Joe Biden, Joe Scarborough tied at 14%, 9% for Lori Lightfoot.
And, you know, nothing means more to people in Martha's Vineyard, if you're worried about them, than virtue signaling. You know, that is their currency. So one of my good friends, David Marcus, who comes on the show a lot, he had a great idea. He said, is there a way we could put the Martha's Vineyard flag in our avatars, in our Twitter handles, to show that we stand with Martha's Vineyard? And some people were just putting out the real Martha's Vineyard flag. It's like a seagull in a sunset. But other people had better ideas, like the Vineyard Vines whale, the black dog, maybe just a giant $100 bill, all of the things that really represent Martha's Vineyard. John, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Grace. I just wanted to call it. I don't feel like there's been enough. There's not enough emphasis on the economic impact of having all of these people coming into our country. The Republicans don't talk about it. They will talk about how, oh, they're dying at the border and it's a dangerous journey. What about the social service impact it's going to have on our country, or depressing wages? And they don't talk about it because their donors don't want them to talk about it. The Republicans are half the problem in this equation. They're not tough enough. They don't care enough.
Yeah. No, you're 100%, John. You're not going to get any pushback from me on that. I always think Republicans could be pouncing and seizing and weaponizing better than they are. I will say, I am impressed with DeSantis and Abbott and Ducey for going through with this, because at first I always admit when I'm wrong, because usually when I'm wrong, I'm happy to be wrong about it. I thought this was theatrics, and it is to an extent, but damn, the left played into these theatrics in a way that I couldn't have directed if I tried. Jussie Smollett couldn't have directed this kind of suspenseful drama. It's a beautiful thing. They're making absolute fools of themselves. And I keep saying, tell me where I'm wrong. I want to know. I want to live in their world. Their world seems so great, doesn't it? It's complete delusion. All right, so I have to read you guys this. Joe Biden says, we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. Now, here are some headlines I found this morning, all from very reputable sources. Over 500,000 immigrant gotaways at the U.S. border may be roaming the country. This is part of the process we have in place. Two toddlers dropped from 14-foot border barrier into the U.S. Again, this is the process we have in place. The Biden administration lost, yes, lost, nearly 20,000 migrant children. Authorities report 9 drowning victims after deadly Rio Grande crossing. Nearly 750 migrants have died crossing the border in fiscal year to set grim record. Texas border town requests refrigerators to store migrant bodies after drownings. This is all part of Joe Biden's process. When we come back, we're going to talk to Libby Emmons, who's a native of Massachusetts. We're going to get her take on this and so much more. We're at Toyota of Portsmouth. Come say hi.